Talk Talk English, Stage 10, Textbook CD. Sarah and her husband, Bob, have just had dinner at Danny and Helen's apartment. Now, they're in the taxi home.
What a lovely evening. Danny's a great cook now.
It was okay, I suppose.
What's the matter, Bob? You seem a little annoyed about something.
Oh, Danny got on my nerves a bit tonight.
Really? Why?
He's so loud. I hate people who talk loudly.
He was a little loud tonight.
Yes, he was. I hate it when people make fools of themselves.
I think you're being a bit harsh, Bob. He didn't really make a fool of himself. He was just having fun.
Yes, well, his fun ruined my evening. I don't think I'll go to their place for dinner again.
Danny and Helen are tidying up after the dinner party with Bob and Sarah.
What a great evening. Bob is so funny.
It was okay, I suppose.
What's the matter, Danny? Didn't you enjoy the evening?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really enjoy myself.
Really? But Bob and Sarah are our best friends.
Bob bugs me. He's so opinionated. It bothers me when people force their views on others.
Oh, Danny, you and Bob always argue about politics.
Well, it annoys me when he always thinks he's right and I'm wrong. And I hate it when he interrupts me when I'm talking. I don't think we should invite them to dinner again.
Well, it bugs me when you are too impatient.
Pete is on a student exchange in Japan. He is talking to his exchange partner, Hiro.
Wow, Japan is an amazing country, Hiro.
I'm glad you like it. What has impressed you most?
So many things are completely different and unusual. I love the food and the culture.
Great! Do you like to eat sushi and sashimi?
Yes, I love all the food. Unlike in America, fast food is really healthy here.
Yes, some of it is. What else is different?
Well, unlike American people, Japanese people bow when they meet.
Yes, bowing is a very important part of Japanese tradition.
Pete and Hiro are still talking.
That's true. While in America we tend to shake hands when we meet friends, Japanese people don't usually make physical contact.
That's true. What other differences have you noticed?
Also, Japanese people are very formal. Unlike American kids, Japanese kids show a lot of respect to their elders.
Yes, that's definitely something that we have managed to retain here in Japan.
Also, while in America we like football and baseball, here in Japan the national sport is sumo wrestling.
Yes, we love sumo, but like Americans, we also love baseball.
Review. What makes you angry? What makes you smile? Does it bother you when people are late? Does it make you happy when people buy you things? How are you and your best friend different? How are you and your best friend similar? How are people from your country and people from America different? Dictation 1. My brother has lots of bad habits. I have a lot of pet peeves. I hate it when people talk too loudly. It really bothers me when people arrive late for meetings. I don't like people who tell lies. John was really annoying the other day. He was a bit drunk and he made a fool of himself. In Japan, when people meet, they usually bow. Unlike Americans, people in my country don't like chewing gum. While Japanese students wear school uniforms, American children wear casual clothes to school. Danny and Helen have just finished breakfast.
Right, I'm going back to bed.
Sorry, Danny, it's not Saturday yet, it's Friday.
I am aware of that, my love. I've taken the day off work.
What? Why?
I'm not leaving the house until tomorrow. It's too risky.
What are you talking about, Danny?
It's Friday the 13th, Helen. Everyone knows that it's an unlucky day, so I'm not taking any chances. Nothing can happen to me if I'm tucked up in bed, safe and sound.
If that's what you want to do, then fine, but I'm going to work. See you later.
Okay, love. Be careful out there today.
Did you know? In many countries, breaking a mirror brings 7 years bad luck. In England, it's unlucky to walk under ladders. In China, the colour red symbolises good fortune. In some countries, it's unlucky to get your hair cut on Tuesday. In America, if a black cat walks across your path, it's unlucky. In Mongolia, it is believed that whistling at night attracts ghosts. Many people believe that carrying a good luck charm will bring them good luck. Helen arrives home from work. Danny is still in bed.
Hi, Danny. How was your safe day in bed?
It was terrible. There was a power cut, so I couldn't watch TV. Then your mother phoned, and I had to talk to her for an hour.
Ha ha! You should have gone to work. I didn't realise you were so superstitious.
I'm not really superstitious. I just don't like Friday the 13th. Something bad always happens to me on that day.
So, do you believe in the supernatural? You know, ghosts and psychic powers and all that stuff.
Don't be silly, Helen. Everyone knows that ghosts don't exist.
Okay, Danny, whatever you say.
Review. Are you superstitious? Is it unlucky to break a mirror in your country? Is walking under ladders considered unlucky? Is the number 13 unlucky? What star sign are you? Do you believe in astrology? Dictation 2. There are many superstitions in my country. People claim that it's unlucky to walk under ladders. I'm not a superstitious person. I don't believe in the supernatural. Everyone knows that ghosts don't exist. It is said that some people have psychic powers, but I doubt it. I sometimes read my horoscope in the newspaper, but it never predicts my future correctly. Astrology and astronomy are not the same thing. I'm a Gemini. Geminis are supposed to be witty, but two-faced. Listen to the reading. These days, with globalization at its height, knowing one or two secondary languages has become a strict requirement on many occasions. Whether it's for professional, social, or personal reasons, learning at least one foreign language is a must for anyone that wants to get ahead in today's society. Let's take a look at five of the main reasons that should turn you towards learning a foreign language. 1. Professional requirement. Many different fields require the use of at least one foreign language. Whether it's to communicate with foreign partners and/or clients, to understand computer language, or to attain knowledge of your field of expertise from foreign books and other publications. 2. Social bonus. Knowing a foreign language is definitely a social bonus. Once you have mastered a foreign language, the world opens up to you. You can communicate and make friends with people from different cultures and learn about the world outside your linguistic boundaries. 3. Personal satisfaction. Learning a foreign language is one of the highest intellectual goals that one could have on a personal scale. Learning a foreign language is a feat of memory and intelligence. It gives you a lot of satisfaction when you can communicate effectively in a foreign language. 4. Travel. We've all been in that horrible situation abroad where you don't speak the language and you can't communicate at all. Learning a foreign language can help you to understand other cultures more easily and makes travel more enjoyable. 5. Keeping your mind healthy. Scientists have proved that learning a new language stimulates your brain in such a way that it will make you keener on understanding and learning other subjects, such as maths, physics, chemistry, and so on. Brian is an English teacher. He is talking to his class about learning English.
So, what do you think is the most difficult thing about learning English?
I think the pronunciation is the most difficult thing. There seem to be no rules.
Yes, that's true. English is full of exceptions to rules. For example, the pronunciation of O-U-G-H changes all the time.
Yes, rough, through, cough, it's impossible. Also, articles are difficult to understand if your language doesn't have them.
Yes, most Asian languages don't have articles, so it's difficult for them.
It's okay for me. I'm German. We have lots of articles.
Review. Why are you learning English? Do you ever send emails in English? Are you learning English in order to travel more easily? Do you think that all children should learn English at school? Do you think that English is an easy language to learn? What is the most difficult thing about learning English? How is English grammar similar to the grammar of your language? How is English pronunciation different to the pronunciation in your language? Do you think that Chinese will overtake English to become the number one global language in the world? Why or why not? Dictation 3. People learn English for professional, social, and personal reasons. Some people need to understand specialized vocabulary. Others need to know computer language. Travel is more enjoyable when you understand other cultures. Scientists have proved that learning a foreign language stimulates your brain. I think that it's essential to be able to speak English because of globalization. English pronunciation is difficult because there are so many exceptions to the rules. Bob and Sarah are planning their summer holiday.
Okay, where shall we go on vacation this year?
Let's go to the beach. I want to relax and recharge my batteries.
Really? That sounds really boring. I don't want to spend 2 weeks doing nothing. I want to do some activities.
Well, I think that the point of going on holiday is to relax. What's the point of going on holiday and coming back tired?
We could just stay here and do nothing. We don't need to go anywhere.
Maybe we should go on separate vacations this year.
Did you know? France is the most popular tourist destination in the world. It was visited by over 80 million people last year. The Statue of Liberty, which was built in France, is the most popular tourist attraction in New York? The Taj Mahal, which is in Agra, is visited by 3 million tourists every year. Tony's terrible trip.
I had a horrible holiday last year. I went to a resort that wasn't near the beach. The hotel, which didn't have a swimming pool, was filthy. It poured down every day. The nearest restaurant, which was 5 kilometers from the hotel, shut down at 8 p.m. Next year, I'm going to a resort where I can go swimming and I don't have to go to bed at the same time as the children.
Review. Do you prefer lying on the beach or doing activities? What is the most beautiful city that you have ever visited? Do you think that lying on the beach is a waste of time? What do you think the point of going on holiday is? What is one advantage of being a popular tourist destination? What is one disadvantage? Describe your dream holiday. Dictation 4. My country is fast becoming a popular tourist destination. In my opinion, the advantages of tourism outweigh the disadvantages. One good thing is that tourism boosts the economy. Also, people are keener to learn foreign languages in order to communicate with foreigners. On the other hand, tourism is bad for the environment. When I go on holiday, I like to relax by sunbathing on the beach. I think that the point of a vacation is to recharge your batteries. Danny and Helen are having breakfast and reading the newspaper together.
I'm getting more and more worried about the environment.
Really? Why?
Because every time I open the newspaper, there's a story about something being destroyed or polluted.
It's true. Human beings have done a lot of harm to this planet.
Yes. I read that millions of trees are being cut down every year so that people can graze their cattle and plant crops.
That's terrible. Thousands of rivers have been contaminated too.
Yes, and the air is being polluted by cars and factories.
We need to stop destroying the planet before it's too late.
Danny and Helen are still talking about the environment.
Another thing that worries me is hunting.
Hunting? Do you mean poaching endangered species?
Actually, I think that all hunting should be banned.
Really? I disagree. Some animals' numbers must be controlled.
Well, I think that hunting is cruel. I can't believe that people do it for sport.
Well, I think that the destruction of animals' natural habitat is a more serious problem than hunting.
Yes, that is a problem.
Hundreds of species are becoming extinct every year because of us. Our planet should be better protected.
Reading. Make a difference. Reduce your carbon footprint. People are always talking about the environment these days, but are they taking affirmative action to help solve the problems we are facing? We should be doing more than talk if we want to save our planet. Let's take a look at some simple ways in which we all can reduce our negative effect on the environment. 1. Walk, don't drive. The human race seems to be reliant on the automobile. People take their cars wherever they go, even if it's just down to the local shop or dropping the kids off at school. Walking will reduce the carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere, and you will feel healthier. 2. Turn off the lights. Try to reduce the amount of electricity you use at home and at work. If you leave a room, turn off the lights. Do the same with the TV, air conditioning, and any other electrical appliance that you are not using. 3. Drive clean cars. These days, there is a huge choice of cars out there. Hybrid cars run on a mixture of petrol and electricity and are much safer for the environment. So trade in that gas guzzler for a clean and fuel-efficient hybrid car. 4. Recycle. We live in a throwaway society. Everything we use seems to produce more waste. Disposing of this waste in a clean and safe way is paramount. Recycle as much as you can and look for the recyclable symbol on bottles, cans, and other packaging. If we all follow these simple steps, we will make a cleaner world for us and our children and grandchildren to live in. So, don't just talk about the environmental problems that we are facing. Start acting today. Review. What is the most serious environmental problem in this country? How is the air being polluted? What is the most serious environmental problem in the countryside? Why do people cut down trees? Do you think that hunting is cruel? Why or why not? What is the best way to reduce your carbon footprint? Dictation 5. I'm worried about environmental issues in my country. The air is being polluted by fumes from cars. Rivers have been contaminated by waste from factories. I think that hunting should be banned. It's very cruel. Companies should be required to pay fines if they pollute the environment. We can all reduce our carbon footprints by taking affirmative action. I traded in my gas guzzler for a fuel-efficient hybrid car. Danny is talking to Tony.
Hey, Tony. What's the matter? You look furious.
I am. My car has been stolen.
You're kidding. When was it taken?
Last night. I woke up this morning to see a big space where my car had been parked.
I'm really sorry, Tony. Was it insured?
Yes, it was insured. You know, I read that over 100 cars have been stolen this month, and a total of 200 cars were stolen last month.
Really? Those figures are shocking.
I know. They need to catch the criminals soon. This is a crime wave.
Danny and Helen are talking.
Tony's car was stolen last night from outside his apartment.
Oh dear, he must be very upset. He loved that car. People ought to be more careful where they park their cars at night.
I agree. If people were more careful, there would be less temptation for criminals.
Exactly. You can't just blame the criminals for the rising crime rate.
Prevention is the key. Surely it's better to stop the crime before it happens rather than try to solve it after it has been committed.
You're right. I think people's naive attitudes make it easier for criminals to commit offences.
You'd better not say that to Tony.
Reading. Prevention is better than cure. The best way to reduce the amount of crime in your city is to stop it before it even happens. Detective Superintendent John Locke of the Metropolitan Police in London has some useful tips on how to defend your home, your car, and protect yourself on the street. Crime in the home. 1. Protect your house. Buy a good quality burglar alarm. 2. Don't keep large sums of money in the house. If grandma has thousands of pounds under the mattress, tell her to put it in the bank, where it will be safe. 3. Lock all your doors and windows. Don't make it easier for the burglar to get in. 4. Get a dog. Burglars are cowards, really. They will think twice about robbing a house with a fierce dog inside it. Car crime. 1. Protect your car with a car alarm. 2. Park your car in the safest place possible. If you have a garage, use it. If not, choose a well-lit, busy street. Don't park your car in a dark alley far from your home. 3. Take all your valuables out of the car when you park it. Don't tempt criminals into smashing your car windows to steal the car or something inside it. Street crime. Don't walk anywhere alone at night. Take a taxi. 2. Don't carry a lot of money around with you. If you need to carry money, make sure it is in a money bag tied around your waist. 3. Don't advertise yourself to criminals. Take off any expensive jewelry or watches and don't carry cameras so that they can be seen. 4. Protect yourself by learning self-defense. You can always fight back. Review. Has your car ever been stolen? What is the most serious crime problem in your city? Has your wallet ever been stolen? Do you blame the victims or the criminals? How can I protect my car? How can I protect my home? How can I protect myself on the street? Dictation 6. There's a crime wave in this city. 200 cars were stolen last month. I blame the victims. If people were more careful with their valuables, there would be less temptation for criminals. I think that prevention is the key. People should learn how to protect their property. For example, always park your car on a well-lit, busy street. Never park your car in a dark alley.